الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم، ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روحي الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قالوا طائركم معكم، أئن ذكرتم، بل أنتم قوم مسرفون. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا عدوى ولا طيرة ولا هامة ولا صفرة، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام، وصدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. So it's just a reminder for all of us, we should try and read Durood Sharif on a daily basis. Do all our zikr, praises of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, Tawbah, Istighfar, and Durood Sharif also. If we can, try and make 300 times Durood a day, and it doesn't take long. If we read a short Durood, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, for example, it will take about 7-8 minutes, 10 minutes. And great, great virtues will accrue. So Allah give us tawfiq. Allah give us tawfiq to make sunnahs alive. Allah give us the knowledge of sunnahs. We should try endeavor to acquire knowledge of sunnahs. There are many kitabs, our Shaykh's beautiful kitabs, Piyari Nabi Ki Piyari Sunnati. In English also it's available. Beautiful sunnahs of our beloved Nabi. Small little kitab, pocket size, but if we read it regularly, then we should make dua that Allah grants us the love of every sunnah. Even if we are not practicing it, but the love of the sunnah must be in the heart. Thirdly, to practice it also. And fourthly, to propagate it, to teach it to other people also. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. We'd like to discuss three subjects, inshallah. Allah give tawfiq, make it easy. One is on this ayat, قَالُوا طَائِرُكُمْ مَعَكُمْ. The second is about the month of Safar, all the superstitious beliefs and wrong things with regard to the month of Safar. And one great remedy for all of this and for everything, that we become namazis. That namaz becomes alive in the whole ummah, namaz becomes alive in our lives also. So the first is this instance, which is in Surah Yasin Sharif, وَضَرَبَ. From there, Allah, the second ruku, Allah has explained a certain instance. There is a lot of difference of opinion amongst the Mufassireen that which occasion was this, which town. Commonly it's referred to a town, Antakya, which was in Syria, and that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam had sent his Hawariyin, two people, later a third person, to go and call them towards Allah Ta'ala, and call them away from idol worship, etc. But there are many discussions that carry on. In any case, wherever it was, and whoever were those people who went to those people who were doing wrong, who were involved in idol worship, etc. And the common scenario in this everywhere till today is where people are doing wrong. In fact, for Salih alayhi salatu wasalam, Mufassireen have explained particularly, they were also, like all generally people are involved in sin, various degrees of sin. Those people who are involved in idol worship, whether it is the concept of Trinity, whether it is other idols, whether it is idols in our hearts, things besides Allah Ta'ala that we are giving preference over Allah Ta'ala, all these things. So Allah Ta'ala says He took mercy on the people of Salih alayhi salam, and He chose Salih ibn Ubaid alayhi salatu wasalam to call them towards Allah Ta'ala. So when Allah sends somebody, or we go to somebody in order for our deen, that is also the mercy of Allah. That Allah's mercy upon us, that we want to bring deen in our lives. Whether we go to people, ulama go different places, tabligh jamaat goes, they give bayans, etc. Literature is distributed, all this to bring people. So this is also Allah's mercy. And when we pick up a pamphlet, good pamphlet, and we read it, and it makes sense to us, and we accept it, that is also Allah's mercy upon us. We go to a bayan to go and listen, that was Allah's mercy. He chose us and He took us to go and listen. So that a change comes in our lives. So whenever there is wrong carrying on, and somebody wants to correct this wrong, that is the mercy of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And for that also we should make shukr. And shukr is a thing, we can never ever make enough shukr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So we should continuously make a lot of shukr to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala for all His ni'mat. So anyway, this particular town which the Quran Sharif is speaking about, they were also involved in all type of wrong. Also, just like in Makkah Sharif, before the coming of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we all know idol worship, there were 360 idols right in the Kaaba Sharif. And for every purpose, they were worshipping a different idol, for rain, for having children, for wealth, for health, all different idols they were worshipping, which is a terrible, terrible guna, which is not logical also, and not acceptable to in the grain of a person to worship things besides Allah Ta'ala. But it was carrying on. And then when Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, also Allah showed mercy. لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah Ta'ala says, and like ihsan jatana, if one person has done a favor to somebody, it's not nice to tell that person, you know, I helped you out, I did this for you, I did, or you lose all yourself. But Allah has the full right. Ihsan is only from Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala, on very few, one or two occasions, Allah said, I showed my special favor upon you. This was one that Allah says, I sent Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ مِنْ هُمْ. Allah sent a Rasul to them from amongst themselves. This was a great favor. But then, see what happened. Whether it was that incident which is referred to in Surah Yasin Sharif, or whether it is what Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, whether it was what Hazrat Salih Alayhi Wasallam, whether it is today in any part of the world, anyone who stands up to bring the truth, people go against him. And that was the mercy of Allah. Allah said, Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi, the greatest man, the greatest creation of Allah. Ba'adas Huda, Tuhi Buzurg, Qissa, Mukhtasar. You are the greatest after Allah Ta'ala. But how did the people of Makkah turn against Nabi sallallahu alayhi? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam arranged a meal for them also. And he gathered all the people, the Quraysh of Mecca, all the people. And then after the meal, and also we should understand here that we should not just get together just to eat and drink and have fun and talk and all that, but always the object of it must be da'wat. And we invite somebody also, but the object of it also must be da'wat. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave da'wat. Abu Lahab, he became very angry and he said, Alihada jama'atana. And that for this you gathered us, for just to tell us that there is only one Allah, which was the greatest mercy of Allah. So they turned against the Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Similarly, the people who the Quran Sharif is referring to, they were also involved in idol worship. Allah sent these Rasuls to them, or the Rasuls of the Rasuls, whatever the case might be, and they called them towards the oneness of Allah. They also became big. And what they said, in fact, they said that we were living peacefully. We were living in harmony. All of us, idol worship they were carrying on. Life was carrying on, and this is also a system of Allah Ta'ala, that when a person is doing wrong, and istidraj, Allah Ta'ala lets him carry on. Imtidad in his shar, he carries on doing his evil, and things are going smoothly in his life. No illness, no financial problems, no arguments, etc. When he wants to come on to right, then he finds many times now obstacles are coming. So a person, that is also a test from Allah. So many, and who Allah has love for, real love, when they do wrong, a problem comes immediately in their lives. And when we are doing wrong and no problem comes, that is a very serious condition. Where you get fooled also, that I'm doing everything right, nothing wrong. Hazrat Maulana Inamul Hassan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali Hazraji said that when things are going smooth, when you are doing wrong, and things are going smooth, then this is not a ni'mat of Allah, this is niqmat. This is a punishment from Allah. If you are doing good, and conditions are good, that is a ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. So, yeah, they said we were worshipping idols, we were doing everything wrong, our life was going smoothly, but since you came, now there are droughts, we haven't got food to eat, now we have got great strife and great differences in our community. One person accepts you, the father, the mother doesn't, husband, wife, we are separated. Parents accept you, children don't accept, children accept, parents don't accept. Now we have got great differences. All your bad luck, they said. They said, this is your bad luck that you came. They told the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. They told the messengers of Allah. So this is a thing till today also it is carrying on. Anywhere, any alim stands up to speak the truth, the right things, people will turn against him. Few people support him. And unfortunately also those who support, also on the quiet. They won't come up in front openly, and that we support so and so. They will agree, but they won't talk about it. So this is unfortunately a reality which is living with us all the time. From before, from the time of Nuh alayhi salam, right to today also. Whenever a person calls towards righteousness, calls towards what true deen is, the akhirah, the love of Allah, people will, various types of bad titles they will put on him, and they will disgrace him and try and turn people away from him. So this is a common thing. So the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam in return told them, "Qalu ta'irukum ma'akum." Just what you're talking, bad luck. It's no bad luck, but you see, your own evil. It's you are doing. People who are watching TV, they're happy, somebody says to put off the TV. Everyone gets angry and he becomes upset with that person. People are dressing wrongly. How many wrongs we are doing? There is a function at home of good, pious people, but there is no parda from the cousins, etc. Now somebody says, observe parda. Now the whole taste of that whole occasion is gone bitter and sour now. In the wrong we get enjoyment, and that's also a serious condition. When we get enjoyment, when the wrong is done, if somebody all talking bad about somebody, anything, ghibat they are making, all are like enjoying it. One person has to say, we are making ghibat, do we realize what we are doing? Or do you realize what you are doing? That person, he becomes the bad person. And he is now, you spoiling the whole fun now. And you are upsetting everything. So this is a common thing. And many of our sins also, we feel nightly, I'm happy, I'm pious, I'm righteous. But there are so many sins in us which we are properly involved, but we are made blind to them. Shaitan is that enemy that he makes us blind to it. When we are making ghibat, we're talking bad about great, great people, people who are accepted by Allah Ta'ala, and we don't see it as anything wrong. Shaitan has put such a screen that we just don't see the wrong, and we are happy what we are doing. Also, where this be pardagi, when for any function today, Quran Sharif khatam function or walima function, then there is so much of be pardagi. If anyone has to stand up there and stop it, they will sort of kill him. If not physically, at least in every other way, they will kill that person. But we don't see the wrong in that. And this is about those people who are regarded as pious people, who are observing Sharia and who are observing Deen. This is our condition. And we don't see it as a wrong. So we should be careful that we are not amongst those people whoever is calling towards the truth, whether it's in the form of Tabligh Jamaat, we pass comments, whether it is in the form of the Khanqas, they are calling towards righteousness, whether it is in the form of ulama or any other effort that is being done to call towards the truth and the correct version of Islam. We must not fall in that trap that we oppose those people and we go against them. And we should also not be amongst those people who are silent observers. Allah give us the tawfiq that we stand for them, that we also observe all this. Otherwise, we many times, we just also silent observers, we don't do anything. We expect and this is also unfortunately a thing, everyone else must do the right, my name mustn't come in. So much so, parents will phone also for their children that my child is doing this, that, tell him, but don't say I said it. Even for our own children also, we can't stand up for the truth. Now for anything else, this is happening, that person said this, but don't take my name, which is a very, very common thing. Whereas, to stand up for the truth, we are all, myself, I'm the worst, we are weak, all of us. And this muzakara is not to lecture anyone. It is to lecture oneself. I am in need of it. And we are all in need of it, and we have to work in that direction. So Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, give us tawfiq that we stand up for the truth always. The second is this month of Safar, which Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in a hadith, La Adwa, that there are no contagious diseases. That is, a disease on its own is not contagious. Doctors believe that they are contagious. There is a lot of detail in it. For the Sahaba said, "Oh Allah's Rasul, when this is some like a contagious disease, what is understood, breaks out in the camel, then other camels also get that disease." So it seems that there is something like the disease is contagious. What a simple and basic answer Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that if it is contagious, where did the first camel get the disease? Where it started, where did death come from? There was no disease in any of those. Amongst the people, when there's an epidemic, at the beginning, nobody had that disease, whatever it was. Then where did it start from? So if it was contagious, it had to come all the time, it was coming. And if it is contagious, it must everyone. There is an epidemic in a place of 10,000 people, for example, 5,000, 3,000 people die. And we say the disease was contagious, others died. The other 6,000, 7,000, why didn't they die? If it was contagious and they are all in contact with one another, all should have died, all should have contracted that disease, but they didn't. So diseases are not contagious, it is by the will of Allah. We have to understand that by the will of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, we go by the command of Allah and everything happens. Not a leaf can move without the will of Allah ta'ala, not a drop of water can fall without the will of Allah and the knowledge of Allah. Everything is fully in the hands of Allah ta'ala. وَلَا طِيَرَ And there is no other like fortune telling also. The Arabs in their time, whenever they had something important to do, they should like a bird fly. If it flew in the right direction, it's going to be good, whatever they intended doing. If it flew in the left direction, there is going to be harmful. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there is nothing like that. And in place of that, we are given this beautiful teachings of Deen that you make mashura. People of whichever field, it's a medical problem, make a mashura with those people. Legal problem, make mashura with those people. Financial problem, make mashura with those who are religious conscious. and who know the problem also, and who know the teachings of Deen with regard to that also. And then we have been given istikhara also, that you make mashura with Allah Ta'ala, and sincerely we turn to Allah and we ask Him. And what beautiful dua the istikhara dua is also, that we ask Allah for, He has got knowledge of everything, He has got power over everything, so Allah grant us and put in our hearts that which is the right thing. Sincerely we make, we will only see success. A person who does mashura and istikhara, even outwardly, if that mission seemed to have failed, but there is only goodness. If it's not for now, it is for later. But there is only goodness. Also, we must not determine things and the results immediately what happens. We have to see the result, the end result. Everything we say, the end result. And the real end result is the akhirah. That yeah, if a person lives only according to the commands of Allah, and he lives a life which is like difficult life, Allah Ta'ala in His wisdom, He didn't put wealth, only on halal he's living his life, and he's got very little, but he's managing, just carrying on with that. It looks like he's living a very difficult life. A person who stands for the truth and the whole world turns against him, but he remains firm in this world. He seems people are criticizing him, people are talking bad about him, but he carries on. What he is going to get in the akhirah, only Allah Ta'ala knows. And then in this world again, after that person passes away, which is a common thing, as long as a person is living, the Ahl-e Haq, the ulama of truth, people speak bad about them. But when he passes away, then all the praises are put on him. Which is famous also, they put such a tombstone, and on their tombstone also, what praises they write about him. And in the akhirah by Allah, what he's going to get is only known to Allah Ta'ala. So we should stand for the truth. And the superstition, we should stay away from all types of superstition, whether it's going by fortune tellers, whether it is going by sangomas, that is totally wrong. Believing in the ancestors and they have got powers over us. Believing in going to fake amils, and sadly the majority of them are fake. And how much of wrong things they do. Terrible, terrible, open wrong things they do. But yet we just succumb to that. People will, we associate with righteous and pious people. We give bayans of righteousness, but yet we will go to these people also. And we will take their treatment also. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, when he had a stroke and he suffered from it, then Hadrat said, I will only follow Sunnah treatment. No matter what, who tells me, I will not follow any other treatment but the Sunnah treatment, which is in the Hadith. And afterwards, and we find those of our ulama who, when these things afflicted them, the people told them, make ilaj, take treatment. They say, my doctor has made me ill. When my doctor has made me ill, now to whom must I go for treatment? Leave it to my doctor. He wants me to be ill now. And Allah also knows why He makes certain people ill. And these great people, what great difficulties they went through, they took no treatment. And it comes in the hadith that 70,000 people will enter Jannat without any hisab kitab. Hey, they are those who made tawakkul ala Allah. They just trusted on Allah in everything. Even permissible means they did not choose. They only preferred to be only with what Allah. That's a very, very high level of iman. Allah Ta'ala, out of His kindness, be kind and grant us also that. When just see with regard to them, Hazrat Ukasha radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, oh Allah's Rasul, make dua for me that I be amongst them. Allah's Rasul said, you are amongst them. Another Sahabi also asked, he said, no, your friend Ukasha, your brother, he is ahead of you. So it's not everyone, but Allah is most merciful, most kind. So anyway, all this superstition, and we all know what type of superstition is carrying on. Wala hamma, the bat, the bird, which comes out at night usually. When that bird comes out, many people still, we feel that it is some bad omens, bad luck and bad things are going to happen. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam negated it. Nothing has got any power. Wala safara, the month of safar also has got nothing bad in it. There is no bad luck in this month which we are in now. In Islam, there are many months and many places, lots of times, that lot of good is kept in that. The month of Ramadan, Laylatul Qadr, many other, the places there, a lot of places, but bad luck is nowhere. Not in a house, not in your transport, your conveyance, not in a wife, in a woman, in nothing. It should have been in something, but it is in nothing. There is no bad luck in anything. Yes, good luck there is in everything. And there is wonderful opportunities and times, we must take advantage of that. So many people believe you mustn't get married in the month of Safar. It's an empty month. There is no goodness if you get married. Whereas Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam married Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha in the month of Safar. And lot of people have got various beliefs with regard to this month, with regard to other superstitions. So Allah save us from all that. And the third part which we wanted to talk a little bit about, may Allah give us all tawfiq, is the solution to all this also. And the greatest solution to all our problems. And the solution where it is, Allah give us tawfiq to take that solution. We are looking for solutions where they don't exist. A common example we usually present for this, a very poor person who had nothing but one gold coin. He lost that gold coin in the thin shanty he was living in where he had no lights or anything. But when he lost it, he went and looked for it under the street lamp, the street light, which is a bright light on the street outside. How can he find it there? He didn't lose it there, though the light is so bright. Looked, he couldn't. A friend came by and asked, what's wrong? He said that I've lost my only asset in my life, this gold coin. He also felt sorry for him, started looking for it. He couldn't find it. Then he asked, where did you lose it? He said, I lost it in my tent shanty, in my hut. He said, then why are you looking for it here? He said, because here there is a bright light. So we also have lost the solution to all our problems in our simple life of Islam. Where there are no bright lights and no all these fences and all frills and all these outside things, nothing like that. We lost it there and we are looking for it today in casinos. We are looking for it in gambling dens. We are looking for it where the bright lights are. Where the lights are focused on a person, we are looking for it there. We are looking for it when the TV camera is upon you. We are looking for it there, that I'll get my glitter and glamour there. But we have lost it in our tahajjud. In the quietness of your night, when nobody knows, the light also is not on. That is where you will find all what you are looking for. In your crying, not in your shouting and making a big noise, not running a marathon and not achieving this in cricket and that in soccer and that in other things. No, it is in all these simple things where Allah has kept. But unfortunately, very, very few people perhaps, Allah make me or all of us among them, we also see our success, our goodness where the bright lights are. We don't see in the simple lifestyle of Islam. Who of us sees our success in keeping rozas, which nobody knows about anything? Who of us sees our success in our namaz, in tahajjud, etc.? So our success is in the commands of in iman and amal saliha, knowing. We say it also, and great buzurgs always have repeated, we say we believe in Allah, but we do completely opposite of that. So we are, it's like being complete open munafiqs, that we admit that Allah has got full power of everything, but we don't turn to Allah for help. We turn to everyone. So iman and amal saliha are the solutions for our problems. So after iman, and the greatest in amal saliha is namaz. Hazrat Ji, Hazrat Maulana Inamul Hassan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, many times used to say, come, let us all get together, and from the bottom of his heart, and we all make a collective effort to make namaz 100% alive in the ummah. Those people who showed statistics from wherever they show them, they say about 90-95% of the ummah doesn't make one namaz also. Then the 5% that is left, some of them 5 times, some of them 3 times namaz a day, some of them 1 namaz a day, some of them Jummah only, some of them only Eid. It's very, very, very little namaz. And namaz is that if namaz comes alive in the whole ummah. And namaz, again, that is quantity-wise. quality wise becomes alive in every individual namaz becomes alive. Those whom Allah has given tawfiq of namaz, each one of us see for ourselves what the quality of my namaz. And if we go a little back and before namaz, from istinja for example, commonly we will go toilet when we preparing for namaz. What is the quality of my istinja? Is it just splashing some water and I made istinja? Our wudu, what is the quality of my wudu? How commonly we see a person just puts his leg under the tap, another leg, and he's gone. Wuzu is made, my legs are washed. Our hands, are we washing them properly? The face, are we washing it properly? The whole wuzu is not a slapdash thing. So those of us who are making namaz, and what is the that is all before namaz, then namaz itself. How many of us we can say safely, a requisite of namaz, we must make with takbir-e-ula. If there are sunnats before that namaz, especially sunnat muakkada like fajr, zuhr, there are other sunnats, asr sunnats are so important. How many of us are really making those sunnats? Do we make those sunnats? Are we there for takbir-e-ula? We ask ourselves. And then are the outward postures of namaz. How many of us are, and another great weakness, how many of us, or perhaps in the ummah, got the worry of namaz? How many of us make an intention, make dua, Ya Allah, let me be a namazi, as how a namazi is supposed to be? Have we got that worry? Have we got that thought of it also? And so namaz is a very, very great thing. And if namaz becomes correct, our whole deen will become correct. Our whole outside life will become correct. Dunya's life will become correct. On one occasion, in the masjid, there was a nikah. They asked me to say a few words, and Allah put it, and I just spoke about this, it just came along, that if in namaz, which is perhaps a mustahab of namaz, that you keep your eyes, your gazes where they are supposed to be, when standing on the sajda place, when you make ruku on your feet, when you make sajda on the, you focus it on the tip of your nose, when you make salam on the kiraman katibin, the farishtas on your shoulders, and when you are sitting position in your lap, you look. If you do this outside namaz, Allah will control your gaze. If your namaz is correct, outside your namaz, which is perhaps a thing which our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali many times say, and there is also one thing, that we don't even regard but nazri, looking at other women, as a sin. Ask ourselves that many of us, we business, traveling, we get involved, we look at women, we talk, who of us makes tawbah of it? We don't even make tawbah of it. How many of us care that we should look after our gazes? Another thing is the love of Allah, which is a farz on a person, the first farz. Before our Shaykh, for myself I'm speaking, we hardly thought that there is a thing like the love of Allah. We knew the love of haram things. But we didn't know there is a thing like the love of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. So anyway, after I spoke on that nikah, one person, a good friend of ours, he phoned me after about 2 months. He said that I was married, but the same, my eyes was just going around. And he was a person who was concerned that I'm looking at other women, and I to resolve it. He said it wasn't easy, but I had to take a second wife. He said, but still it persisted. From here also, many students also, they come, they say, we got a lot of desire, lust, we have to get married now. And they are in the second year, third year, whichever year they are in. So I usually tell them that marriage is a solution, but it is not the only and the complete solution. Because you tell me yourself, how many married men are involved in guna? So if that was the solution when you get married, that means no married man should be involved in any guna. But we know what is happening. The solution is to acquire taqwa. So this person then, when he heard this bayan, after 2 months he told me, I started practicing on that my eyes, I control them in namaz. Which is very easy in the masjid, what is going to attract you? But yet our eyes are not in control, even in namaz, in the masjid. Or at home we are making, there's no other attraction. But yet we can't control our eyes. But if we do that, then Allah, he said, now 100% Allah has given me control over my eyes, I don't look at other women. On one occasion, Hazrat Maulana and Markaz Nizamuddin, they were eating meals, and one person who was serving water, the glass fell from his hand. Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi looked up to him and told him, looks like your namaz is still not right. In other words, if your namaz was right, this mistake should not have happened. So namaz is right, our elders, our buzurgs who know reality, they say your whole dunya's life will be right. Your deeni life will be right. Consequently, your whole akhirat will be right. And it comes in the hadith clearly, whose namaz comes out right on the day of Qiyamah, everything else will be easy for that person. And whose namaz fails there, then everything will be more difficult. So namaz is one thing which is so important. Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said, if you work on any person's namaz, or your own also, that I must become what is called a namazi. Not just what a namazi like that, but in reality a namazi. If you work on that, actually you are working on the whole of deen to become alive. Because namaz is that ibadah that the whole of deen will become alive. So if we all can get together, we worry first for ourselves. At least dua. Dua, there is absolutely no mani. Nothing is stopping us. It doesn't cost money. It doesn't really cost time also. We take out time for dua, but while walking you can make dua. While any time you can make dua. But particularly ask ourselves, till today, did I ever make dua at least that I must become a good namaz? I must become what is called a namazi. Did I make dua for my family that my family must become namazi? Did I make dua for anyone for namaz? If we did, alhamdulillah, that is 100% quantity wise also namaz comes alive, quality wise also. Many, very, very few of us have perhaps got that fikr that namaz must become alive in our homes. We haven't got the yaqeen that namaz can solve our problems also. Whereas it comes clearly in the hadith sharif, as long as you are in namaz, Allah Ta'ala is seeing to your work outside namaz. As long as you are in the masjid, Allah is seeing to your work outside the masjid. But yeah, in the masjid, we hardly made salam. And the phone is out. What message came? I wanted to know the price of this. Have they sent me the price of that? I tended for this and I'm expecting the answer. Have I got it? While we are in namaz, we are out of namaz. It is like a person who comes to the masjid and he parks his car in the parking lot and then he himself goes away to somebody, a friend near the masjid or something. He goes and visits him. We say that we can't regard that person as a namazi. We come to the masjid, we park our bodies here, right in the first serve, right behind the imam. But we ourselves are gone far away. Now we are in Hong Kong, now we are in America, now we are doing that, now we are doing that. We are not here in the masjid. After the namaz, we come back, we pick up the body and we say, I made namaz. What kind of a namaz we made? So may Allah make it that namaz becomes, and may Allah make it a concern. And if we can consolidate this, and we work together, everyone gives a report to himself, we make a sort of a committee or something, that how in myself how much effort of namaz I've made, in my home how much effort, in my family how much, in my community how much, and we make this worry, which Hazrat Ji passed away with this worry, and we still know that what is the condition of our namaz. If anyone or few brothers can take up this worry that namaz becomes alive in us, becomes alive in the ummah, and our solution 100% is yes. Though unfortunately our yaqeen also, our solution is in high university degrees. Our solution is in big, big businesses. From one business to another, from another to another, going into this type of business, that type of business. Our solution is in beautiful mansions and houses, spreading gardens and lawns, all these outward things. Who of us really, our yaqeen is that namaz is my solution. That namaz is the solution of the ummah. We all complaining what is the condition of the ummah, but the solutions are everywhere else. Whereas Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for jamaat namaz said, I wish that I would take a bundle of wood and go to the people who are making namazes at home and burn down their houses. Who are not coming to the masjid for namaz. Our jamaat namaz, we pass by our neighbors. And we can't tell them, perhaps we say, but do we even make a dua? Ya Allah, give him tawfiq also to come for namaz. He's busy doing gardening, for example. He's busy washing his car. Azan is being called out. And namaz is going to be taking place. He's busy washing his car. He's busy doing his garden. Or he's just relaxing in his garden. We make salam. How are you? Okay. How are you? All right. But no feeling of namaz. That's such a great command of Allah. And he's just being neglected like that. Or that we just last minute, just rushing, and just before the imam makes salam, we joined the namaz, we made our namaz, we got our namaz. Or we missed it completely, I made it in the masjid on my own. There isn't time, but how our elders were concerned about namaz. Allah give us all tawfiq and bring the reality of deen. So let us take this lesson, whoever stands up for the truth, and we all should stand up, Allah give us tawfiq. But at least support the person. Openly. If we can't openly, at least quietly. We quietly also we run the person down. And we turn people, we try every effort that how we can turn people against that person. We don't want the truth to come out and to spread. Secondly, all our superstitions in whatever form they are today, we have that tawheed, oneness of Allah. تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا هو العزيز الغفور. How great everything, our barakat is with Allah. Every qudrat of Allah is above everything. Allah grants it to us to speak about it with the niyyah that Allah brings it into us. And Allah, then our namaz, that Allah Ta'ala brings the reality of namaz. May Allah grant us all, inshallah.